The best way to outline an article is to take an angle to whatever you're doing, and then to outline it, to put the how, the what, the why, the when, the where. When you outline your article, what you're giving it is a skeleton. The skeleton holds the flesh together. It holds the body together. So if you don't give an outline, then what you're doing is you're actually ignoring the fundamentals of what a five-year-old asks. And a five-year-old asks questions like this. You give the five-year-old a bottle and he'll say, "What is this bottle for?" And he'll say, "Why do you have it in green?" And then he says, "How do I do this? And when did you get it? And where do I get another one?" And they ask these questions. When we grow up, we think that we're beyond this. And so we have this ultimate resistance to outlining. We think, well, that was stuff that we did when we were 5 year old. We shouldn't be doing this now, and we certainly shouldn't be putting this in our article. People will think that we're writing for 5 year olds. They'll think, "Hey, you're dumbing this down." It's not dumbing down. For instance, if I were to talk to you about a topic that you had no idea about, supposing I was talking to you about how to create demand, how to create scarcity, the 6 steps to scarcity, or if I were to talk to you about window blinds, for instance, and you were interested in buying window blinds, or you're going to buy a sofa, and I was going to talk to you about the strength of the sofa and why the cushioning makes so much sense. Now, you'd be asking questions like a five-year-old because you'd want to know more information. That's how we all are. You'd ask me the what, the why, the how, the where, the when, all of these structural questions. So knowing fully well that your customer, your reader, is interested in these structural questions, why wouldn't you give them that information? Because we're all cursed with this knowledge factor. We have this curse of knowledge. We know too much, and we think that everyone knows the same stuff. I mean, it's so basic. Think about it. Everything that you know to a great extent or a great degree. If I were to say to you, "Hey, can you send email?" You'll say, "Yeah, sure. Just open up Outlook or Outlook Express or whatever mail server I have and then send email." Now, you go to someone who's never sent email before and you'll start to see the difference. Now, you go to someone who's sent email for the last 6 years and you have all these little tips and tricks like how to create an email without, you know, using the mouse, for instance. And suddenly you'll start to see their eyes light up. And they're going to ask you the how, the what, the where, the when, the which. And you'll start to see that this skeleton, this outline is so vital. So you might have a lot of resistance to putting all of these questions together, and you might have resistance to then answering them, but they form the basis of your article. They form the structure. Once you get this factor right, your articles will speed up so quickly, you'll be amazed. You'll be writing articles in a fifth of the time, and then you'll be able to write several articles in one day, even if you've been struggling to write articles. Now, I used to write articles before, and I never did this kind of outline. I never did the skeleton. What I wanted to do was put the flesh together. I wanted to put all the glitz and the style and all that together. That's fine, but look at it like a human body. It's first the skeleton, then the flesh, then the clothing, then all the makeup and the fancy stuff that you're going to put on you. That's the way you construct an article. And here's a very good example from Mark Kern from HabitDoc.com. So that's www.HabitDoc.com. What he's done is he's chosen the type of article, he's chosen his angle, and then he's put his skeleton, his what, why, where, why, how together. Let's see how he's done it. His topic is how to cut down bad habits and stages. And his angle was how to cut back your drinking in stages, because that's what Mark talks about. He talks about how to get rid of the habit of drinking, of alcohol, and how to get over that problem. So his topic was very simply the psychology of cutting down bad habits in stages. His angle was cutting back your drinking in stages. Now he's put the skeleton together, the what, why, when, where, how, all of those questions together. And look how it rolls out. It says, what do you mean when you say recovery in stages? Why is recovery in stages important? When should recovery in stages approach be used? When should a recovery stage be avoided? How do you use recovery in stages to its maximum effect? And what do I do next? And then Mark's gone on to give his first 50 words, etc. But you don't have to go there. Right now, you're just focusing on what is the type of article, what's the topic, what's your angle, and how to put this skeleton together. And when you use this outlining, you're going to get better and quicker than ever before. So use the outline, even if you've got a great resistance to it, because we all have the curiosity of a 5-year-old when we're dealing with a new topic.